From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Mississippi is at risk of losing access to SNAP, better known as food stamps, and all because of a plan to discount water bills in Jackson after rates went up. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports how this situation has led to the Justice Department threatening to cut off SNAP for all of Mississippi.
Losing access to SNAP would be a huge deal. Nearly 400,000 people in Mississippi use the program each month to help cover grocery bills. People like Barbara McGee.
Yes, it ain't but $61, but it's better than nothing.
McGee's waiting at a food pantry at a Baptist church in Jackson. This whole dispute comes from a plan that would make her SNAP benefits worth a bit more. The city's water utilities offering a monthly discount for anyone on SNAP, roughly $30.
It would mean a lot, because my water bill still high from the time it run up back in the summer. Mine's still at $900. I ain't got it down yet.
You have a $900 balance on your water bill?
Mm-hmm.
Jackson's water bill history is long and messy. For the past decade, bills would just go missing or simply be wrong. The utility, Jackson Water, has been trying to fix things by raising cash, including charging people for those missing bills and raising rates. To keep it affordable for low-income customers, it planned to automatically give a $30 discount to people on SNAP. No sign-up required.
Well, now that's good. If I wouldn't have to fill out all those papers, that would be good.
Paperwork might not sound like a big deal, but that red tape is actually why so few people get water discounts in cities that offer them. Giving that discount to people already vetted to get SNAP, it seemed like a simple solution. But then...
lawyers, man!
Manny Teodoro is a professor of public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote the blog post that inspired Jackson's water discount. But before the automatic enrollment could start, the U.S. Agriculture and Justice Departments threatened to cut off SNAP access to the whole state because of privacy concerns with the program.
That's a profoundly troubling threat. The idea that a federal agency would cut off benefits to an entire state is really disturbing and honestly perplexing.
The DOJ says giving SNAP information to a private water utility would violate people's privacy. And if Mississippi breaks that privacy, the entire state could be cut off from SNAP. Teodoro believes this is uncalled for. He says Jackson Water
is not asking for how many people live behind the meter. They're not asking what the sources of incomes are. They're not asking about health information or anything else that any of us would consider sensitive. All they're asking is, does this household receive SNAP?
This legal drama has gotten to the point where the state's attorney general has stepped in, siding with the DOJ, basically saying the risk of Mississippi getting cut off from SNAP is not worth it for a $30 water bill discount. Now, the problems with the plan are about more than just privacy. Remember, the very core of this idea is to use SNAP as a proxy for figuring out who needs help paying their water bill. But there are a lot of Mississippians who need help but don't get SNAP, like Howard Lewis. He's in line at the food pantry.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm fine.
Lewis is in this middle spot. He makes just enough money he wouldn't get much at all from SNAP, but still relies on this pantry.
If I get snapped, then they wouldn't give me but $15 a month. So what good is it going to do me?
It seems like you might get a water discount too.
Water discount. Shucks. No, that discount is kind of, like I said, unfair. Help everybody. Don't be, you know, just some people.
Now, Jackson Water's argument is that even with the flaws, this is still the best way to reach the most people in need by cutting away the red tape. Right now, the DOJ is appealing a federal judge's order to release the records. In the meantime, Jackson customers can still get that discount if they go through the process of proving they're on SNAP, basically adding back in the kind of bureaucracy this plan was designed to avoid. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.